Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Fairgrove High School. It is the 39th annual Fairgrove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. And what a tournament finals night we have had so far tonight. We'll get you caught up on that coming up here in just a little bit. West Plains Lady Zizzers will be taking on the Clever Lady Jays here for the championship. Ball game tonight brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Don's Auto Service of West Plains, Hurst Feed and Bar Supply of West Plains, OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains, Toyota of West Plains, Harvey Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains and Harrison, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, Anytime Fitness, West Plains, the Scissor Zone, Patty Ingles of West Plains, and Mayfield Auto Repair of West Plains. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman of West Plains and Thayer, Brown Furniture and Appliance of West Plains, Knockout Tanning Salon of West Plains, Coon Construction of West Plains, also Wonderland Preschool and Daycare of West Plains, and Ozark Awards of West Plains. Two undefeateds getting ready to go after it. The West Plains Lady Zizzers 3-0, and the Clever Lady Jays are 2-0. It's the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes, and we'll talk Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Have you seen the battery-powered steel tools at Hurst Feed and Farm Supply? They're a great Christmas present, and right now you can give the gift of more power. Buy any qualifying AK or AP battery set, which includes tool, battery, and charger, and get a second matching battery one-half off. Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, even battery-operated lawnmowers. Battery-powered, made by steel. Get yours at Hurst Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hurst Feed and Farm Supply, we're warming up our soul.
Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, these highly experienced and trained orthopedists deal with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, they will deliver you from hurting to wellness. Let them help you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments available in Mountain Home, Harrison, and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, Knox Orthopedics.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fairgrove High School. It's the 39th annual Fairgrove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament, the championship round. And you're listening to the ONC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. Let's run down what's happened so far today in the finals of the tournament. The seventh place game, Springfield Catholic defeated Monette 48-39. They came from behind to do that, to take seventh place. In the consolation bracket, Lebanon defeated Rogersville 41-31, so Lebanon wins the consolation trophy. Then we had an exciting one for third place, where Fairgrove and Buffalo went at it. We went to overtime before Fairgrove finally won it 68-63. So Fairgrove will win the third place trophy in the tournament here this evening, as they win it in overtime, like we said, 68-63 over Buffalo. Up next is the Clever Lady Jays and the West Plains Lady Zizzers going to play for the championship here in the tournament. Let's talk about the Clever Lady Jays. Coach Dan Jones's team is 2-0, and the two players you're really going to have to watch out for is number 10, Allie Clevenger. Now, she is a, well, folks, she just does it all. She can handle the ball. She can shoot the ball. She can shoot the three. She can penetrate. She can score on the drive. A couple of colleges looking at her so far that we know of. She's a senior, and she leads this team in scoring. Well, to give you an idea, last night she scored 35 in the game against Fairgrove. So Lady Zizzers will have their work cut out for them trying to contain Allie Clevenger. And then on the inside, if Allie Clevenger doesn't do it to you, Madison Gladney. She's 6 foot. She's a junior. And she controls the inside, both offensively and defensively. She's a support character for Clevenger on the offense. And on the defense, she pretty much cleans up the boards, and she will alter your shots as well. Lady Zizzers, well, last night when they got the big win over Buffalo, Lady Zizzers did it with Mackenzie Brunson and Ashton Judd, both scoring 17 points apiece. Lady Zizzers also did it with their three-quarter court press. They caused a lot of turnovers with that press last night in the ball game, and they're hoping to do the same thing to the clever Lady Jays here this evening. We'll take another break. We'll come back in 60 seconds, and we'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show, 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fairgrove as we get ready. It's the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. Let's get an update for you right quick. 38-34 at the end of the third, West Plains Zizzer boys in their home opener tonight at the West Plains High School. They're taking on the Willow Springs Bears. I understand it was 40-38, but I didn't catch who was ahead that time. So a close one being played at the West Plains High School gym. But it's time for Lady Zizzer basketball here tonight, boys and girls. And we're waiting on the starting lineups here. So while we're waiting, well, here they go. We're going to do them right here. Hope you've enjoyed the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. And the Lady Scissors should be introduced first here, I believe. Yep. All right. Waiting on them to introduce the Lady Scissors for you tonight. All right. Here we go. Junior Mackenzie Bronson for the Lady Scissors. Senior Allie Hosapple. Senior Bree Harlan up next. Here comes the 5'10 sophomore, Ashton Judd. 5'9 senior Cass Cunningham rounds out the starting five for the Lady Scissors. Lady Scissors coached by Coach Scott Womack, assisted by Cass Johnson. Lady Scissors 3-0 on the season. Clevener. Clever starts out with senior Allie Clevenger. Carly Simpson. Sophomore Mackenzie Simpson next. 6'1" senior Madison Gladney. And a 5'10" sophomore Ruthie Brown for the Clevenger, Clever Lady Jays. I'm going to have problems with that, I can see already. Clever is coached by Coach Dan Jones, assisted by Kylie Harrelson. Clever 2-0 on the season. Lady Scissors are 3-0, and right quick, D. Ryan, can you tell us right quick before we tip this one off, how are the Scissor boys doing at the Scissor Gym? All right, so Willa leads it 40-38 in the fourth. So here we go. And Clevenger with the basketball. It'll be Simpson. And now it'll be Clevenger. She'll drive to the baseline. Shot up and good. Allie Clevenger right off the bat. Clever leads it 2-0. Brunson will bring it up. Gives it to Bree Harlan, top of the key. Brunson on the left wing. Back to Harlan up top. He'll come right wing to Johnson, or Cass Cunningham, I should say. Brunson off for the three. No. Cass Cunningham underneath with the rebound. Kicks it out top. Now they do Ashton Judd from the right side. No good. And Clevenger with the rebound. Clever with the basketball. Clevenger will bring it up behind the back. Now it's going to be Simpson. Simpson up top. There's two Simpsons. I believe they're sisters, but I'm not sure. They could almost be twins, and they might be, folks. Simpson on the wing. She'll bring it up top. Now they'll go down the corner to left. Simpson back to Simpson. Now it is Clevenger on the right wing. Kicks it up top, and Simpson to shoot the three. It's no good. And Brunson's going to let it go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Scissor basketball. 6:48 to go here in the first quarter. And the Lady Jays lead it 2-0. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor for the Lady Scissors. Brunson on the left wing. Back up top to Harlan. Back to Brunson on the left wing. Back to Harlan. Now they'll go to the free throw line. Judd, and it's knocked away. And ball's picked up by Brown. Brown will bring it up the floor. She'll give it up to Simpson now. And over to the other Simpson. They'll go inside to Gladney. She'll kick it out to Clevenger. Back up top, Simpson. On the right wing, it's Simpson for three, and it's good. And that's Carly Simpson hitting the three. And Clever leads it 5-0 here in the early going. Harlan back to Brunson. Brunson trying to drive. Now she gets cut off, gives it to Harlan. She'll shoot the three from the top. It's in and out, no good. And Allie Hosapple ties up Gladney, and it'll be Lady Scissor basketball underneath. 5:54 to go here in the first quarter. 5-0. Lady Jays lead the Lady Scissors. Cunningham throwing it in for the Lady Scissors underneath. Gets it out to Bree Harlan. Allie Hosapple on the inside. Shot up. No good. Cunningham with the rebound. Back up. A lot of contact and no foul. Goes over the backboard out of bounds. And everybody here is kind of scratching their head wondering why there wasn't a foul called on that play. But the Lady Jays will get it. And Lady Zizzers set up with that 2-2-1 three-quarter court press. Clevenger with it. She's a pretty good ball handler. Now she'll bring it across the timeline, gives it up to Brown. Brown on the left wing. She'll drive now. Shot up is no good. Brunson with the rebound for Lady Zizzer. Brunson will bring it up the floor. Brunson in the lane, shot up, left it short. And it's a loose basketball, and Gladney picks it up, but Bree Harlan knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Lady J's ball underneath the basket. .516 to go first quarter, still 5-0. Clever with the lead. Clevenger on the left wing, down the left corner to Simpson.
Hey, go.
Now they'll go back up to Clevenger. Back it up, reset. Simpson on the left wing. Now it's Brown. They'll go inside, and Hoseapple steals the basketball for the Lady Zizzers. Brunson brings it up the floor. Brunson down the lane, shot up, and no good. Gladney was battling, and Allie Hoseapple gets the rebound, puts it in. Lady Zizzers are on the board. 5-2. Lady J's, and that's a backcourt. Backcourt violation on the Lady J's. So Lady Zizzers will inbound at half court. 4:39 to go here in the first quarter. Bree Harlan bring it up and set the offense for the Lady Zizzers. Lady Zizzers trailing by three here in the first quarter. Harlan right side to Brunson. Now they go Judd. Underneath, Cass Cunningham missed it. And rebound comes out to Brown, bringing it up the floor. Brown gets cut off. He'll go to Gladney now. And Clevenger from the right side. It's good for three. And Lady Zizzers want a timeout. 4:14 to go. First quarter, 8-2. Lady J's with the lead. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fairgrove. It's the championship game of the Fairgrove Invitational Tournament. Lady Zizzers trail Clever 8-2 here with 4:14 to go in the first quarter. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Bree Harlan will bring it up. Brunson on the left wing. Back up top to Harlan. Back to Brunson. Back to Harlan up top. They'll come right side to Cunningham now. Now it's back up to Harlan. Brunson with it, left side. Ashton Judd inside, shot up and good. Ashton Judd's got her first basket. And Lady Zizzers trail by four now with 3:45 to go first quarter. Simpson with the basketball across the timeline. She's going to get tied up by Brunson. And it will be Lady J ball on the side about half court. Simpson to throw it in, gives it to Brown. Brown back to Simpson on the right wing, back to Brown up top. Now they go inside to Gladney, and we got a jump ball inside. It'll go to the Lady Zizzers. As Gladney had the ball, but Cunningham came from behind, just put her hand on the ball while Gladney was holding it over her head, and they call jump ball, give it to the Lady Zizzers. Bree Harlan brings it up, Brunson on the left wing. Brunson trying to drive, kicks it on the baseline. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady J basketball. Lady Zizzers setting up in that press. Simpson with the basketball. Back to Clevenger. Clevenger across the timeline to Brown. Brown behind the back. She'll kick it out. And Clevenger now from the wing and misses the three. Brunson with the rebound. And she'll bring the ball up the floor. Kinsey Brunson brings it all the way up the floor. Loose basketball on the floor. Finally, Judd comes up with it. She shoots it from the baseline, no good. Bree Harlan puts it back up, no good. Clevenger with the rebound. Lady Zizzers are having trouble getting the shots to fall. Clevenger shot up and good, right over Cass Cunningham. And it's 10-4, Lady Jays with the lead. Judd with it, and Cunningham gets it back. Brunson's going to shoot from the wing. It's no good. Allie Hosapple with the rebound. Brunson inside has it blocked by Gladney, and they're going to call her for the foul. Brunson going to the free throw line to shoot two. That'll be the first foul on Gladney. That's the first foul of the ball game, folks, with 2:29 to go here in the first quarter. And Brunson hits the first free throw. That's her first point of the night. And it's a 5-point Lady J lead. Simpson comes in for Simpson. And Brunson shoots the second free throw. It is up, and it's good. Lady Zizzers trail by 4. Clevenger with the basketball, gives it back to Brown, back to Clevenger. Lady Zizzers with that press, back to Brown. Now they go over to Simpson across the timeline, back up top to Brown. Brown over to Clevenger on the right wing. Clevenger looking, kicks it over to Brown. Brown gives it to Simpson. Simpson just traveled with no whistle. Clevenger up top. Clevenger trying to drive, kicks it out. Simpson, and she traveled with the basketball. And it'll be Lady Zizzer ball on the side. Minute 57 to go here in the first quarter. It's the championship game of the Fair Grove Tournament. And the Lady Zizzers trail it by 4. Minute 57 to go here, first quarter. Bree Harlan sets the offense. Brunson on the left wing. Brunson trying to drive, and this one's going to go out of bounds. Turnover. And Lady Jays will get it on the side. And Coach Womack not happy with the way the Lady Zizzers are playing here in the first quarter. But they're only down 4. Clevenger with it. Brown now, and Ashton Judd steals it from Brown. Ashton Judd on the layup missed it, and Brown with the rebound. Loose basketball picked up by somebody, and we've got a foul on the Lady Zizzers. Just a second. Let's see what we got. Foul's going to go on Brunson. That'll be her first team foul on Lady Zizzers.
Let's run out.
And Palmer into the basketball game is the one that got fouled. She has the ball up top, and she just turned it over. Here comes Brunson, and Brunson missed the layup, but she'll shoot 2. Foul on the Lady Jays. See who they call it on. They're going to call that one on Palmer. That'll be her first, second team foul on the Lady Jays, and Brunson will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. And she makes the first one. Kenzie's got 3. And Lady Zizzers trail by 3. Gladney comes out. And Palmer, I believe, comes out of the ballgame for Lady Jays. And Brunson hits 6. She's got 4 free throws here in the first quarter. And Lady Zizzers trail by 2. Clevenger with the basketball, trying to get across the timeline, and now she does. Simpson on the left wing. Back to Clevenger up top. Right side to Simpson. Both the Simpsons are in. And Simpson is out top now with the basketball. She'll go, well, she'll bring it back to the left side. Knocked away by Judd. And actually, Hosapple knocked it away. Judd got the basketball, and Lady Zizzers with it. Ashton Judd may have got away with a travel there. It was close, folks. Bree Harlan up top, 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Lady Zizzers trail by 2. Cass Cunningham with it up top. Bree Harlan with it now on the left wing. Bree Harlan, and that one's coming out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball on the side here. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Lady Zizzers trail by 2, 10-8. Cunningham to throw it in. Bree Harlan up top. They'll set the offense now. Bree Harlan right side to Brunson. Cross court. Cunningham will shoot the three from the wing, no good. And the rebound comes to Clevenger, 3 seconds. Clevenger is going to put the shot up, and it is no good. At the end of one, Clever leads it 10-8. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers! Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Pear Grove. Let's get you caught up on the Zizzer boys game with Willow Springs there at the West Plains High School gym. With seconds to go in the game, the Zizzers have tied it up. It's 48-48 with seconds to go in that ball game at the West Plains High School gym. Here at the Pear Grove championship game here at the Pear Grove tournament, the Lady Zizzers trail a Clever 10-8. And Clever will get the basketball to start the second quarter. Simpson goes baseline to Brown, inside Gladney, and Judd's going to get called for the foul. Gladney's going to the free throw line to shoot two. Interesting matchup inside there. Judd, the sophomore at 5'10", Gladney, the senior at 6'1". And Gladney makes the first one. That's her first point of the ball game. And Kaylee Dixon's going to come in now. And Judd's going to sit down for the Lady Zizzers. So Gladney's second free throw is good. And Lady Zizzers trail by four. Brunson gives it to Harlan. They'll get it up the floor to Cunningham. On up to Allie Hoseapple inside. Shot up, no good. Loose basketball, and Gladney's going to come out of the way, out of the pack with it. Clevenger up the floor to Simpson, and they'll back it out. Simpson from the left wing, no good. And Brunson with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Here comes Brunson all the way up, headed to the basket, and it's good. Kenzie Brunson went all the way from coast to coast, and Coach Jones of Clever is not happy. And here comes Brown to answer on the other end for Clever. Lady Zizzers trail by four with 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Brunson with the basketball up top to Harlan. Bree Harlan. Now they're going to get set up. Brunson left wing. Now they come right side to Dixon. Back up top to Harlan. Brunson on the left wing. Brunson looking back to Harlan. Back to Brunson. Trying to get inside. Now Dixon on the right wing. Down the baseline is Hoseapple. They tried to get her trapped, but they couldn't. Brunson and Kenzie Brunson hits the OMC Orthopedic Clinic and West Plains three-pointer from the left wing. And Lady Zizzers trail by one, and Lady J's just threw it out of bounds. Drew Harris will check in now. Allie Hoseapple is going to get a break for the Lady Zizzers. 14-13, Clever with the lead, 6:25 to go here, second quarter. Bree Harlan to bring it across the timeline. Brunson on the left wing, back to Harlan up top. Now Dixon with it on the right wing, back up top to Harlan. Dixon with it. Drew Harris underneath, shot up and good. Drew Harris gets the shot to go over the 6-1 Gladney. And the Lady Zizzers have their first lead of the ball game at 15-14. Simpson, cross court, Clevenger across the timeline. Clevenger kicks it out. Simpson with it. She'll kick it to the right wing to the other Simpson. Now they go inside. Shot up. No good that time by Gladney. And Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Brunson will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline. Kinsey going to pull it out. Bree Harlan with it now. She'll go up top. They'll set the offense. Dixon now on the right wing to Harlan. Over to Brunson on the left wing. Cunningham now down the left corner back to Brunson. And now Coach Wallman calls out a different play. Harlan with it. Back to Brunson. Now it's Cunningham on the left wing. Brunson up top to Harlan. He'll come right side to Dixon. Back up to Harlan. Bree Harlan. And gets Brunson. Brunson in the lane. Shot up, and she's going to be fouled. Mackenzie Brunson going to the free throw line to shoot two. And Gladney just picked up her second foul of the ball game, 13 foul. So the 6-1 Gladney has her second foul, and Brunson hits the free throw. And Kinsey Brunson now has Kinsey has 10 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 2 with 4:54 to go here. Second free throw is good, and the Lady Zizzers lead it now by 3. And Palmer comes in. Gladney's going to have a seat with those two fouls. So here's the Lady Zizzers once again with three-quarter court pressure. Clevenger with the basketball. Now she'll go up, and Drew Harris almost got the steal, and Brown shuffled her feet. Turnover on the Lady Jays, and Lady Zizzers will get the basketball. 4:42 to go here in the second quarter. Lady Zizzers lead it by 3. Brunson on the left wing, back up to Harlan up top. Now they'll go Brunson once again. She'll shoot another 3. That one's no good. Judd inside with the rebound, missed the putback, and Cunningham misses the putback. Judd inside. Now we've got, they're going to call a jump ball. However, should have been a foul because Clever was wrapped all over the back of Judd that time. Lady Zizzers will inbound under the basket. Cunningham gets it to Judd. Inside, shot up, and no good. Too hard off the backboard. And Clevenger comes away with the rebound. Lady Zizzers missing too many easy shots in this ball game so far. Simpson up top. She'll go to the right side. Clevenger on the wing, back to Simpson. Simpson now inside to Brown underneath. She'll kick it out to Simpson on the left wing. Palmer goes all the way over to Clevenger right side. Simpson now will shoot the 3, and it's good. And that is Carly Simpson. That's her second three-pointer of the night. And we're all tied up at 17 with 3:43 to go here in the first half. Mackenzie Brunson will drive. Shot up and good. Mackenzie Brunson, 2 more points. Lady Zizzers up by 2, 3.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Up the floor is Brown with it. She'll kick it out. Clevenger on the left wing. Clevenger trying to drive, gives it up to Palmer. Now Brown, cross court to Simpson, up top, Clevenger. Clevenger going to drive, kicks it out to Brown. Brown lost it off her toe, and Ashton Judd gets on the floor after the basketball. It'll be a jump ball. It'll go to the Lady Jays. And Bree Harlan's going to get a break. And Kaylee Dixon will check back in for Lady Zizzers. Lady Jays will inbound with 3:09 to go second quarter. And the Lady Zizzers lead it by 2. Simpson up top. Now they'll go left side. That'll be Clevenger. Simpson up top. She'll shoot another 3. And it's partially blocked by Brunson. Cunningham with the rebound. Mackenzie Brunson going to bring the ball up across the timeline. Brunson with it. She'll go down the right corner. That'll be Drew Harris. Tries to feed it to a cutting Judd, but it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzers ball underneath. Cunningham to throw it in for Lady Zizzers. 2:44 to go here in the second quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 2. Judd, and she scores. Ashton Judd gets the basket, and she's fouled. And that's going to be the second foul on Palmer of Clever. That's the fourth team foul on the Lady Jays. And Ashton Judd to the free throw line to shoot 1. and it's good. Judd now with 5 points in the ball game, and Lady Scissors have opened up a 5-point lead. And now Madney comes back into the ball game. So sets him with a basketball, and it is almost stolen away by Harris. Up the floor, that'll be Clevenger. Clevenger will go to the basket and score. Little hop there. The old NBA hop down the lane, and she scores the basket. Lady Scissor lead is 3 with 2:20 to go here in the first half. Dixon with it. Back out front. That'll be Brunson with the basketball. Right side to Cunningham. Back up top. Brunson's going to shoot a 3. It's good. Another ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains 3-pointer for Kenzie Brunson. Ladies is a lead at 6. Brown gets it to Simpson, and there's a foul. Going to be Cunningham. Cass Cunningham picks up her first foul, third team foul on the Lady Scissors. And Lady Jays will take it out on the side. Bree Harlan's going to check in. Allie Hoseapple's going to check in. Dixon and Harris will check out for the Lady Scissors. Minute 58 to go, second quarter. Lady Scissor lead is 6. Clevenger with a long 3 is no good. Madney over the back, but Judd comes away with the rebound. Ashton Judd will bring it up the floor, across the timeline, gives it up to Brunson. Brunson back to Bree Harlan, back to Brunson. Allie Hoseapple inside to Judd. Judd's going to drive this time, floater up off the backboard, no good. Madney might have got a piece of that one. Madney just shoved Brunson, no call. Clevenger up the floor, dribbles behind her back, now gives it up to Simpson. Simpson, left side, that's Brown on the wing. Simpson up top, minute 18 to go, second quarter. Ladies, this is lead by 6. Clevenger on the right wing, goes down to Brown in the corner. She'll shoot the 3, and it's good. Ruthie Brown with her first 3 of the ball game. And the Lady Jays can shoot the 3, that's for sure, folks. Excuse me. 57 seconds to go. Lady Scissors up by 3. They've got the basketball. Bree Harlan with it up top. Cunningham on the right wing. Back to Harlan. Now they'll go Brunson on the left wing. Brunson with it. Back up top to Harlan. 41 seconds. Cunningham almost lost it, but grabbed it. Up top to Harlan. Over to Brunson on the left wing. They'll go inside, and there's a foul on Brown as Cass Cunningham gets the ball in the paint. And let's see. That one's going to be Brown. That'll be Brown's first foul, 15 foul on Clever. And Cass Cunningham to the free throw line shooting 2, and she makes the first one. Cunningham's got her first point in the ball game. And it's a 4-point lead for the Lady Scissors. 31 seconds to go here, second quarter. She missed the second one. Rebound to Brown up the floor. Simpson with it to the other Simpson. And underneath the Gladney. Brunson was just a half step late getting there, and Gladney got the easy bucket underneath. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Now down to 8 seconds. Bree Harlan with it. Now Brunson on the right side. 4 seconds. And Brunson going to drive. Shot up. No good. Rebound underneath by Judd. It's no good. And at the half, Lady Scissors lead it 26-24 over the Faber Lady Jays. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 30 seconds with your Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. You're listening. Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Scissors.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fairgrove. It's the Fairgrove Invitational Tournament, the championship game. And here at the half, it is the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. And Lady Zizzers lead the Clever Lady Jays 26-24 here at the half. For the Lady Zizzers, they are led by 16 points from Kenzie Brunson, 2 points for Allie Hoseapple, 4 points for Ashton Judd, 1 point for Cass Cunningham, 2 points for Drew Harris. Excuse me. Nobody in foul trouble here in the first half. For the Clever Lady Jays, Clevenger has 9 points here in the first half. 6 points for Carly Simpson, 4 points for Madison Gladney, and 5 points for Ruthie Brown in the contest. And Clever doesn't have anyone in foul trouble in the first half as well. There was only 8 fouls total called in the first half of this ball game. It's been back and forth. Lady Zizzers have had the lead. Clever's had the lead. But the biggest lead, I believe, of the night has been Clever with 6 points. So the biggest lead for the Lady Zizzers has been 5 points so far. Championship game, 26-24. Lady Zizzers with the lead here at the half. You're listening to the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com. Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004. Feet to toe, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even Thayer and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Have you seen the battery-powered steel tools at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply? They're a great Christmas present, and right now you can get the gift of more power. Buy any qualifying AK or AP battery set, which includes tool, battery, and charger, and get a second matching battery one half off. Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, even battery-operated lawnmowers. Battery-powered, made by steel. Get yours at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fair Grove. It is the 39th. Okay, now we can go. It's the 39th annual Fair Grove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. And it's a championship game. We're at halftime with the Lady Zizzers leading the Clever Lady Jays 26-24. It is the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. And we have found out it's a final from the West Plains High School gym. And Willow Springs hits a three-pointer with 3 seconds to go in the game. And Willow Springs defeats the West Plains Zizzers, Zizzer Boys, 51-48 at the West Plains High School gym. Lady Zizzers lead it by two here at Fair Grove. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. And they are Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, and Directman. Toyota, part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery Toy, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, and the Zizzer Zone, all of West Plains. And Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison. And our boosters for the ball game tonight: Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman of West Plains and Thayer. Well, let's recap the tournament for you so far, and it's been a thrilling finals day today. In the seventh place game, Catholic came from behind Springfield Catholic to defeat Monette 48-39. In the consolation ball game, Lebanon defeated Rogersville 41-31. In the third place contest, it went overtime before Fairgrove defeated Buffalo 68-63. And here in the championship ball game, like we said, Lady Zizzers lead it 26-24 over the Clever Lady Jays. Hope you've enjoyed the Mayfield Auto Repair of West Plains halftime show as we get ready to start the third quarter of play. And for the Lady Zizzers, the offense has come from Mackenzie Brunson. 16 of the 26 points scored by West Plains in the first half were scored by Kenzie Brunson. So Lady Zizzers is going to have some more offense come from somewhere. They've had several looks underneath and several shots underneath. They've just missed some easy ones underneath, and it's been a dogfight in there, folks. So this one's probably going to be physical all the way to the wire. Lady Zizzers with the basketball starting the third quarter. Cunningham on the right wing gives it up to Harlan up top. Lady Zizzers spreading this thing out, folks. And Cunningham back door to Brunson, and Brunson... And Brunson gets up limping a little bit. Hopefully that's not too bad. Bree Harlan looks like going to get called for the foul. And that'll be her first foul, first team foul on Lady Zizzers. We'll have to keep an eye on Mackenzie Brunson. She missed the layup on the back door play. And ball stolen away by Cass Cunningham. Brunson going to bring it up. And looked like she was limping there a little bit. We'll have to keep an eye on her. Looks like she might be moving just a little bit gingerly. Brunson inside, shot up, no good. Gladney on the rebound for Clever. Clevenger is going to bring it up the floor. Clevenger. On the left wing, up top to Simpson. Right side to Simpson. Down the corner is Brown. They'll go underneath to Clevenger. Clevenger on the baseline. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball down by the Lady J bench. Simpson to throw it in. They'll go up to Brown. Brown back to Simpson up top. Left wing to Clevenger. Simpson to Simpson. Down the right corner to Brown. Back to Simpson. They're looking to get it inside, folks. Lady Zizzer's trying to pack it in there. Keep it away from the big gal. Brown, now she gets it inside. Gladney shot up and good. Gladney's got her first 2 points of the ball game. We're tied up at 26. Bree Harlan will bring the ball up the floor. Goes to the right side. And Hozapple, top of the key now. Bree Harlan almost lost the ball. Brunson almost traveled with it. She's up top with it now. Ladies, this is a lot of motion. Hozapple on the right wing, up top to Judd. And now everybody just kind of came to a stop. Now Judd with it. She'll spin inside, gets the ball underneath, and missed the shot. And here comes Brown up the floor with the basketball. Simpson's going to shoot the three from the wing. It's good. That's Mackenzie Simpson, her first three of the ball game. West Plains wants a timeout. 29-26. Lady Jays with the lead, 5:47 to go, third quarter. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening, Ladies is a Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When choosing an orthopedic surgeon, you can choose a physician with years of experience, the one with the best technique, or the surgeon with the best pair of hands. Or you can choose Thomas Knox and get all three. Dr. Knox has been practicing for over 30 years in the Mountain Home area and also has clinic days available in West Plains, and his skills are unsurpassed. When you're with Thomas Knox, you're in great hands. Learn more at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that it's important to remember that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Port Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fairgrove. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. They trail by three with 5:40 to go here, third quarter. Cunningham at the free throw line. And it's Bree Harlan on the right wing. Back up top to Cunningham. Judd now on the right wing. Up top to Allie Hozapple. And tie up on the floor between Simpson and Hozapple. And it's going to go to the Lady Jays. So Simpson will throw it in. Clevenger with the basketball. Back to Simpson. Back to Clevenger. Back to Simpson. She'll bring it across the timeline and gets it over to Clevenger. Clevenger's going to drive, and she's going to score, and she gets fouled. Clevenger's got 11 points in the ball game. And I believe Judd, and that's Judd's second foul. Judd will have to have a seat. Kaylee Dixon's going to come into the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. And Clevenger will go to the free throw line to shoot one. And she makes the free throw. Clevenger now with 12 points in the ball game. And Clever has a 6-point lead with 5:14 to go here. Bree Harlan on the right wing. Harlan up top. Now we got a blocking foul on Carly Simpson. That'll be her first team foul on the Lady Jays this half. Cunningham will take it out of bounds underneath the Lady Zizzer basket.
Everybody's moving.
Cunningham looking. Needs to get it in a hurry. Finally gets it to Brunson. Brunson in the right corner. She'll come up to the wing, gives it back to Cunningham in the corner. Cunningham She's going to drive, spins inside, gets underneath, and scores. Cass Cunningham's got three in the ball game. It's a 4-point Lady J lead. Simpson gets it to Brown. Brown to Gladney, and he lost the ball. Dixon with the basketball gives it up to Bree Harlan. Lady Zizzers will bring it up the floor now across the timeline. Set the offense. Hoseapple on the right wing. Allie Hoseapple is going to drive the lane, and then she kicks it out to Brunson. Brunson inside. She's fouled. And that's going to be Clevenger's first foul, second team foul on Clever. Cunningham will throw it in underneath the basket for the Lady Zizzers. 4:26 to go here, third quarter. And the Lady Zizzers trail by four. Hoseapple up to Bree Harlan. They'll go in the paint to Cunningham. She'll spin, shot up. Nope, she traveled with the basketball. Cunningham turned to put the shot up, and Gladney was there and caused Cunningham to take a couple of steps. Going up against the 6'1", Gladney. Clevenger across the timeline. They'll go up to Florida Madney. Blocked by Brunson. Out of bounds. Blocked Brown's shot there, so it'll be Lady J basketball underneath. And Judd will come in, and Dixon will come out for the Lady Zizzers. Simpson to throw it in under the basket. Goes up top to Clevenger. On the left wing is Simpson. Back up top to Clevenger. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, and it's a 4-point lead for Clever. Simpson. Up top to Simpson. Now Brown with it. Back to Simpson. Left wing to Simpson. Up top to Simpson. Back to Simpson on the wing. In the corner is Clevenger. Back to Simpson. Now it's the corner. Brown in the lane. Shot up. It's no good. And Judd comes out of the pack with the rebound for the Lady Zizzards. Brunson. Mackenzie Brunson with the basketball right side. Gives it up to Judd. Inside Cunningham, and she's going to make the layup. Cass Cunningham gets the basket, and she's fouled. And that's going to be the second foul on Brown. Third team foul on Clever. Cunningham the free throw line to shoot one, and she makes it. Cass Cunningham now with 6 points in the game. And Lady Zizzers trail by one. Simpson with the basketball. And now we got a jump ball as Cunningham takes it away. And Lady Zizzers will get it on the side at half court.
Hey, Carly, you all right? You all right? Hey, you know what? You're good. Hey,
Simpson. Bree Harlan. Here comes Bree Harlan. And Harlan gives it up to Cass Cunningham. Cunningham inside, shot up. A lot of contact, no call. Here comes Brown up the floor, and it's stolen away by Brunson. Up to Cunningham, who scores on the layup. Lady Zizzers lead it by one. It's going to be out of bounds, and it will belong to, I believe it belongs to the Lady Jays. Cunningham almost got another steal. 2:53 to go here. Clevenger with the basketball. For the Lady Jays. Lady Zizzers up by one. Simpson gets it to Madney. Now down to Simpson. They'll go inside Clevenger. And that's a jump ball. And boy, Clever folks didn't like it, but it's the right call. Jump ball. As Clevenger got tied up on that NBA hop down the lane. So now it's Simpson Clevenger. She'll shoot the three from the wing. It's no good. And Madney over the top of Judd. It's going to go out of bounds. Madney ends up in some man's lap over in the front row over there, or I should say Brown does. And it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Boy, embarrass that guy to death over there. She landed right smack dab in his lap. Looked like she was sitting on Santa's lap over there. Bree Harlan with the basketball. Gives it to Cunningham. She'll shoot the three top of the key. It's no good. Clevenger with the rebound. Up to Simpson. Simpson back to Clevenger top of the key. She's looking to drive. Almost carried the basketball. Don't think she did, but it was close. Brown gives it up to Simpson. Simpson up top for the three. It's in and out. No good. Hosapple with the rebound. Brunson will bring it up the floor. Minute 58 to go here in the third quarter. Judd will shoot the three from the baseline. Air ball. No good. Simpson will bring it back up the floor. Clevenger with it. And there's an elbow. And I don't understand that right there. Brunson picked up her second foul, but Clevenger just hit her Brunson right in the face with an elbow. That should have been an offensive foul. They'll go inside. Madney kicks it out. Brown will shoot a three. It is no good. Hosapple with the rebound. Brunson with the basketball. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Brunson with it. Lady Zizzers lead it by one, 33-32. Bree Harlan with the basketball. Bree Harlan will set the offense. Brunson on the right wing. And now Bree Harlan back up top. Cunningham, she'll shoot the three. Top of the key, hits the three. Hits the OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains three-pointer. Lady Zizzers lead it by four with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Clevenger with it. Up the floor to Simpson. Simpson with it. Up top to Simpson. Back to Simpson. Now they're going to come over to Brown. Will penetrate. Kicks it out to Simpson on the left wing. Simpson up top. Brown right side. And now Clever wants a timeout with 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead it by four, and we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fairgrove Invitational Tournament. Championship game, 48 seconds to go third quarter, and the Lady Zizzers have opened up a 36-32 lead. And the clever Lady Jays will inbound underneath the basket. Clevenger will do the honors. And here we go. Up top to Brown, right side to Simpson, back up to Brown. Brown with it, gives it up to Simpson. Simpson now picks up her dribble. Now she goes up top to Simpson. Back to the other Simpson. Now it's Brown on the right wing. And she just traveled with a basketball, jumped up to make the pass, and came back down before throwing it. So Lady Zizzers with the basketball. And Bree Harlan will bring it up. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers up by four. Championship game of the tournament. Harlan with it up top once again. Cunningham out near half court. Lady Zizzers. Lady Zizzers is trying to run a little clock and get the last shot here, the third quarter. 13 seconds. Down to 10 now. Harlan goes left side to Judd on the wing. Cunningham with it. And Cunningham tried to get it back door to Brunson, but it's kicked out of bounds. 4 seconds left on the clock. Cunningham will throw it in from the side toward the Lady Zizzers. Man-to-man defense from the Lady Jays. Bree Harlan with it. And Bree Harlan's got to put it up, and she does in the lane. No good. At the end of three, it's 36-32. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the championship game of the Fairs Grove Tournament. West Plains Lady Zizzers lead the Clever Lady Jays 36-32 as we get ready to go into the fourth quarter here. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball. Bree Harlan with it. And we're underway. Lady Zizzers trying to hang on here and win a championship. Cunningham on the right wing. Up top to Judd. Judd with it. Ashton Judd spins. Shot up and good. Ashton Judd. She's got six in the ball game. And, folks, I tell you what. Cass Cunningham scored all 10 points of the Lady Zizzers in the third quarter. And Lady Zizzers with a six-point lead, now with 7:20 to go in the ball game. Clevenger with the basketball. Right side, Simpson with it. She'll dribble up top, goes over to Brown. Back Clevenger on the left wing. Brown up top. Brown. Brown, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Brunson. And it'll be Lady J ball on the side, right in front of the Lady J bench. 7 minutes to go here in the ball game. Simpson will give it in to Brown. Back to Simpson on the right wing. Clevenger down in the corner. Back to Simpson. Simpson up top goes to the other Simpson. Back to Simpson. Back to Simpson. Simpson driving, kicks it out to Clevenger on the three from the wing. It's no good. And it's going to go off of Brown, out of bounds. It'll be Hoseapple. Actually, Lady Zizzer's got a gift right there because that was off of Hoseapple, out of bounds. But Lady Zizzers get the call. Bree Harlan with it. Brunson on the left wing. Brunson trying to drive. Stops at the free throw line. Kicks it over to Hoseapple. Allie Hoseapple tries to drive. Kicks it back out. And Ashton Judd shuffled her feet. I think that might have been a makeup call right there. I'm not sure. I don't know. Judd may have shuffled her feet. It was close. Up the floor. And Madney has it go off her fingertips. Brunson steals the basketball. She'll bring it up for the Lady Zizzers. And West Plains wants a timeout. 6:16 to go in the game. Lady Zizzers with a 38-32 lead. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even Thayer and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Fairgrove Tournament. 6:16 to go in the ball game, championship game of the tournament. West Plains Lady Scissors have opened up a 38-32 lead over the clever Lady Jays. Cunningham will throw it in from the side. Gets it to Bree Harlan. Harlan across the timeline. Bree Harlan kicks it out to Allie Hoseapple. Drives in, missed the shot. We got a jump ball, and it's going to go to the Lady Jays. Hoseapple missed the layup. Cunningham and Hoseapple trying to get the rebound along with Simpson. Simpson with it right now. Gives it up to Clevenger. Clevenger with it. Now she gives it to Madden. Back to Clevenger. And got a little touchy foul there, I believe, on Bree Harlan. Yep, Bree Harlan just committed her second. That's a 14 foul on Lady Scissors. Clevenger will throw it in under the basket. For Brown with it now. They'll go inside to Madden. She'll turn, throw it up, no good. And Cunningham with the rebound. Brunson will bring it up the floor across the timeline now. 5:40 to go in the ball game. Lady Scissors with a 6-point lead. Bree Harlan with it. And Bree Harlan's going to drive and scores on the layup. Bree Harlan, her first points of the ball game. And it's an 8-point lead. That's the biggest lead of the game for the Lady Scissors. And Bree Harlan just picked up a blocking foul. That's her third 15 foul on Lady Scissors. Simpson is going to come back in, and Palmer's going to have a seat for Clever. So now Simpson will throw the ball in under the basket. And almost stolen away by Brunson, and finally it's knocked away. Bree Harlan with it. Gives it up to Judd, and she scores. Ashton Judd's got 8 points in the ball game, and the Lady Scissors have opened up a 10-point lead with 5 minutes to go in the ball game. And Clevenger just got called for an offensive foul. Allie Clevenger basically just ran over Mackenzie Brunson. Timeout Clever. 5:02 to go. 10-point lead, Lady Scissors, and we are back. And 60 seconds. You're listening, Ladies Scissor Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad, we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fairgrove, championship game of the tournament. And 4:56 to go here in the ball game. Lady Scissors with the basketball. Bree Harlan has it. Lady Scissors with a 10-point lead. Cass Cunningham comes around the corner, drives in, no good. Brunson with the rebound, kicks it out to Bree Harlan. She's going to shoot the three, no good. And it's saved by Judd underneath. Cass Cunningham's going to get fouled. Cass Cunningham going to the free throw line to shoot two. And this may be Madney, and it is. And that will be three on Madison Gladney. I'm sorry, got her name wrong, Gladney. Cass Cunningham hits the first free throw. She's got 12 in the ball game. And it's an 11-point lead. Biggest lead of the night for the Lady Zizzers, and she missed the second one. Here comes Brown up the floor. Gives it to Simpson. And, folks, I'll tell you right now, 11-point lead is nothing here for the Lady Jays because they can hit threes in a hurry. Ball goes out of bounds. Brunson knocked it out of bounds, so it'll be Clever basketball on the side. Simpson will throw it in, gives it to Clevenger. Brown up to Simpson up top. They'll set up the offense now. The Lady Jays will. 4:10 to go here in the ball game. Simpson with the three, and it's good. And just like that, Carly Simpson just hit her third three of the ball game. 8-point lead. Bree Harlan with it now. Gives it up to Cunningham. Cunningham with the basketball. She'll kick it out to Judd, and she travel with a basketball. Ashton Judd, she tends to have a bad habit of dragging that left pivot foot before she dribbles. Just getting in a little bit up too much of a hurry. Simpson with the basketball for the Lady Jays. Gives it up to the other Simpson. Now it's Brown with it. And we got a blocking foul on Cass Cunningham. That'll be her second. But more importantly, that is the 16th foul on the Lady Zizzers. So one more foul on Lady Zizzers. And Clever will shoot free throws for the rest of the game, which is 3 minutes and 37 seconds. Lady Zizzers lead it by 8. Clever with the basketball. Simpson and Brunson steals the basketball. Mackenzie Brunson. She'll bring it across the timeline. Kicks it out to Hoseapple. Bree Harlan has it. Now up top. Judd's going to fire the three. It's no good. Allie Hoseapple over the back. And that's going to do it right there. Hoseapple with her first foul. But now, for the rest of the game, the Lady Jays are going to be in the 1-1 shooting free throws. Lady Zizzers with an 8-point lead. 3:20 to go in the ball game. Clever Lady Jays are good. They're very good with free throw shooting. Very good 3-point shooting. Simpson at the line. And she missed it. And we've got a tie-up on the floor. And it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. And now Clever is going to come out in a 2-2-1 full court press now. And that's going to be Clevenger's third foul of the ball game. 16 foul on Clever, so one more foul on them. And everybody's shooting free throws the rest of the game. Cunningham to throw it in, gets it to Brunson. Mackenzie Brunson with a basketball. Up the floor, gets it to Cunningham across the timeline. And there was a foul called on Clever on Carly Simpson, her second, as she hit Cunningham on the arm when she ran past her. So Cass Cunningham goes to the free throw line shooting the 1-1. And everybody's shooting free throws the rest of the ball game. And Cass missed the first one. Here comes Lady Jays. Lady Zizzers will be letting them stay in the ball game. They've got their opportunities here. Simpson, a long three top of the key, is no good. Allie Hoseapple with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Brunson will bring it up the floor now. Gives it up to Bree Harlan. Now it's Judd on the baseline. Underneath Cass Cunningham. Brunson underneath and scores. Kenzie Brunson with 18 now in the ball game. And it's a 10-point Lady Zizzer lead. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Simpson back to Simpson. Cross court, it's Clevenger now. Clevenger will take it up top. Reset the offense. Now they'll give it back to Brown. Brown will go left side now. Gives it up to Simpson. Back to Brown. They'll go inside, and it's stolen away by Allie Hoseapple. Lady Zizzers with it. Brunson gets it to Cunningham across the timeline. 2 minutes to go in the game. Lady Zizzers up by 10. And Lady Zizzers trying to run some clock here. Bree Harlan. Lady J's trying to trap the basketball. Brunson with it. And Lady Zizzers are in that spread offense right now. Jose Apple was wide open in the lane, didn't even look to go to the basket. Harlan, minute 40 to go now. Brunson with the basketball. Lady Zizzers up by 10. Brunson gives it to Cunningham. Over to Ashton Judd. Up top to Harlan. Over to Brunson. And now Brunson's going to get fouled by Clevenger. And Clevenger, that's four on her. Timeout called by the Clever Lady Jays. 1:27 to go in the ball game. 10-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Have you seen the battery-powered steel tools at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply? They're a great Christmas present, and right now you can give the gift of more power. Buy any qualifying AK or AP battery set, which includes tool, battery, and charger, and get a second matching battery one-half off. Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, even battery-operated lawnmowers. Battery-powered, made by steel. Get yours at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, they're more than up on store.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fair Grove. It's the championship game of the 39th Invitational Tournament here. Lady Zizzers have a 45-35 lead. Minute 27 to go in the game. And Mackenzie Brunson is going to go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. In case you missed the announcement earlier, West Plains Zizzer boys had their season opener at home at the West Plains High School gym tonight. They lost a thriller to Willow Springs by three, 51-48. Willow hit a three-pointer with 3 seconds to go in the game to win it. Brunson hits the first free throw for the Lady Zizzers. Second one is up, and it is good. And Kenzie Brunson's got 20 in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 12. Simpson with it. Clevenger, and there is a foul. Cass Cunningham hit the deck hard. Mackenzie Simpson picks up her first foul of the ball game.
You're on 100.
As Mackenzie Simpson was trying to set a pick, and Cunningham was coming around the pick, and she just basically used her rear end to upend her and put her on the floor.
Okay.
All right, Bree Harlan gives it up to Brunson. Minute 5 to go. Allie Hoseapple with the basketball. Now it's Bree Harlan. Under a minute to go. Brunson gives it to Hoseapple, and Hoseapple's going to go to the free throw line as Brown commits her third foul. And Allie Hoseapple goes to the free throw line to shoot two, as that is the double bonus now. 10th team foul. Hoseapple to shoot two. And Allie hits the first one. Allie now has 3 points in the ball game. It's a 13-point lead. Here comes the second free throw, and she makes that one as well. Lady Zizzers with a 14-point lead, 55 seconds. Simpson will bring it across the timeline. Brown with it. Brown. And it's knocked away by Judd, but couldn't come up with it. Lady J's with it. 43 seconds. Clevenger goes inside to Gladney. She'll penetrate down the baseline, kicks it out. Brown's going to shoot the three, and it's good. Ruthie Brown, that's 8 points for her. It's an 11-point lead, and Bree Harlan's foul. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Mackenzie Simpson picks up her second foul. 29 seconds to go. It looks like Coach Womack getting ready to empty his bench here in the championship game as Bree Harlan hits the free throw. Bree's got three in the ball game. And now Jay Berry, Mary Claire gone, Drew Harris. Let's see. Kaylee Dixon will check in. And Megan McCracken will check in for Bree Harlan if Bree can make this free throw. And she missed it. Brown with the basketball. Up the floor. Clevenger will shoot the three. It's no good. Berry with the rebound for the Lady Scissors. Bree Harlan, 18 seconds. Bree Harlan coming up the floor across the timeline. And there's a foul by Palmer from behind. So Bree Harlan's going back to the free throw line. And Megan McCracken is still waiting to get in the ball game. 14 seconds to go. Lady Scissors is going to win the championship here. And Bree had it roll around and then just rolled right off the left side of the rim very, very slowly. She makes the second one. And now Megan McCracken gets into the ball game. 51-38. Lady Scissors are going to win the championship here at the 39th annual Fair Grove Invitational Tournament. Simpson three-pointer no good. Ball's going out of bounds. It'll be Lady Scissors ball with 3 seconds to go. So Lady Scissors are going to go to 4-0 on the season. Clever Lady Jays will suffer their first loss of the season. Drew Harris will throw it in. Gives it to Megan McCracken. And up the floor. And that's your final. 51-38. Lady Scissors with the win and the championship. We'll take a break. When we come back in 60 seconds, we'll have your shelter insurance and directman of West Plains postgame show. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in a closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly into the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to, outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fair Grove, as the West Plains Lady Scissors have just now gotten their championship trophy. And the ball game, 51-38, the Lady Scissors with the win and the championship. It is your shelter insurance and directman, the West Plains postgame show. And let's run it down for the Lady Scissors tonight. They were led by Mackenzie Brunson with 20 points in the ball game. She had 16 in the first half. 12 points for Cass Cunningham. She had 10 of those 12 in the third quarter. 4 points, 4 points apiece for Allie Hoseapple and Bree Harlan. 8 points for Ashton Judd. 2 points for Drew Harris. For the Clever Lady Jays, they were led by 12 points from Allie Clevenger. 9 points from Carly Simpson. 8 points for Ruthie Brown. 6 points for Madison Gladney. And 3 points for Mackenzie Simpson. Lady Scissors trailed at the end of one, 10-8. At the half, Lady Scissors led it 26-24. At the end of three, Lady Scissors led it 36-32. And they win it 51-38 here in this contest. So, good tournament for the West Plains Lady Scissors. And, they still missed several easy shots here in the ball game, but they win the championship. They hung in there, fought hard, and Coach Womack told me before the ball game, Allie Clevenger had 35 points last night against Fair Grove. He said the key to winning this ball game tonight was they were going to have to keep Allie Clevenger from scoring 35 points. And he said if they can keep her under 20, he thought that they had a 99% chance of winning the ball game. Well, guess what? Lady Scissors kept Allie Clevenger to only 12 points tonight. So Lady Scissors with the win, 51-38. So, Lady Zizzers go to 4-0 on the season. And coming up here in just a few moments, we'll have your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care. It's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5555. 5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fair Grove, the 39th annual Invitational Girls Tournament. West Plains Lady Zizzers win the championship game over the Clever Lady Jays by the score of 51-38. It's time now for the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. And the player of the game, no question about it, number 14, Mackenzie Brunson with 20 points in the contest tonight. So Kenzie's going to be our OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll get some much-needed rest now. Their next action will come next Thursday night when they travel to Bolivar to take on the Lady Liberators. We'll have that game for you right here on 100.9 The Train. West Plains Zizzer boys lost earlier to Willow Springs, 51-48 on a three-pointer with 3 seconds to go in the game. And the Zizzer boys' next action will be Tuesday night when they travel to Salem, Missouri to take on the Tigers. We'll have that game for you right here on 100.9 The Train. And then the Zizzer boys will play in the Carthage tournament next Friday and Saturday. And we'll have those games for you as well right here on 100.9 The Train. 51-38 is your final score. Lady Zizzers with the win. And I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight: Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Toyota, part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Zizzer Zone, and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains, and Knox Orthopedics of Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison, and our boosters for the ball game tonight: Carter Funeral Home, West Plains, and Thayer; Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains; Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman of West Plains and Thayer; Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. Lady Zizzers win the championship tonight, 51-38, over the Clever Lady Jays. They are now 4-0 on the season. I want to thank D. Ryan back at the studio for doing another fine job tonight. And it's been a long night, but it's been a very good night for the Lady Zizzers. Hope you've enjoyed Lady Zizzer basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.